Krishna. On this auspicious occasion of Sri Ram Navami, we'll read from first canto, chapter 3, entitled Krishna, the Source of All Incarnations, text number 22. Sorry, it's not written on the board. Still, it's a short verse. You can try to repeat. Nara devatam apanah sura karya chikishaya samudra nigrahadini chakre viryani atah param. Naradevatam apannaha sura karya chikishaya samudra nigrahadini chakre viryani atah param. Naradevatam apannaha karya chikishaya samudra nigrahadini chakre viryani atah param. Naradevatam apannaha sura karya chikishaya samudra nigrahadini chakre viryani atah param. What? Nara, human being. Devatvam, divinity. Apannaha, having assumed the form of sura, the demigod. Karya, activities. Chikishaya, for the purpose of performing. Samudra, the Indian Ocean. Nigrahadini, controlling, etc. Chakre, did perform. Viryani, superwoman. Superhuman prowess. Atah param. Thereafter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama. In order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods, he exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist King Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. Purport. The personality of Godhead, Sri Rama, assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes, great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with the spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the codes of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialists challenge the existence of God. Ravana was one of them, and he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planet of Indra, heaven, by material means, with without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase to be built up directly reaching the heavenly planet so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter that planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Rama, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife Sita. Of course, Lord Rama came to chastise this atheist, answering the prayers and desires of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravana, and the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramachandra was a personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravana, could perform. Lord Ramachandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it is not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is a creation of the Lord by which He can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, He made the stones even within this earth to be weightless and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. That is the display of the power of God. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Yalanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manogvishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Sra Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Palakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Garijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatrukyascha Kripasindhu Nyatevcha Kaditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we see the uncommon activities of Lord Ram as described very nicely by Srila Prabhupada in this purport. He tells how it is not possible for a human to build a bridge on water and make it float and then to cross the ocean. But Lord Ram, because he was not an ordinary human being, he could perform that act and rescue Mother Sita. Prabhupada explains that Ram actually got angry when the ocean did not give way. Then he asks, how come Lord can have emotions like human beings? Absolute truth means it should be devoid of material emotions. That's the conception of Mayavadis. Whereas the Lord exhibits all those emotions and we humans also exhibit those emotions, then what is the difference? When we go and stand in front of the ocean and then show our angry glance and try to evaporate it, nothing will happen except frustration. But when the Lord was angry and He was glancing at the ocean, that was transcendental anger. That is why He was able to create a commotion within the ocean. All the aquatics, they got frightened. That's the difference. We are very minute. We are 1/10,000th of the tip of the hair. Whereas the Lord is ultimate. He has got all these emotions, and that is why we have these emotions. He exhibited the transcendental anger, and he also exhibited emotions like being sorrow. Naturally, when a wife is separated from a husband, it is natural for him to show sorrow. His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was previously mentioning how when Lord Ram was asked to leave the kingdom and banished for 14 years by his father, he actually took that as a will of the Lord. But Lakshmana could not take that. He could not digest it. He said, I will not let this happen. And I'll bring up a whole army and we can fight. And I don't mind even killing my father. But Lord Ram stopped him. And he pacified him by saying, if you want to go to that extent, the arrow has to pass through me before it touches Dasarath. Understand this as the will of the Lord and oblige. That's how the Lord is setting example by his acts. And what was his attitude when he took up that detachment? That was the attitude that he was showing. The announcement was made and the entire Ayodhya was prepared. The next day is going to be his coronation, and its celebrations happening all over. And all the he's married, he's got a wife, and everybody is expecting it. At that point of time, if somebody asks a person to walk off, and not only from the country, he has to go to the forest for the next 14 years, exiled. And at that point of time, Lord Ram did not even speak any word against his father. Prabhupada explains how Kshatriyas, when they give a word, they have to keep that word. They'll go to any extent to do that. Lord Ram understood the situation of his father. What is his father going through? My father wants to keep the word that he gave to his wife. So I will abide by that. Whatever my parents say, I'll obey. By that, he is setting the example. He is so detached that he was able to give up the kingdom and walk away. Prabhupada also adds on saying, he could have argued with his father, no, you gave a word to me also that I am going to be the king. You are so attached to your wife, and because of that only this is happening. So I am not going to oblige to your order. I want to be a king. See, if Ram would have told that, Dasarath is already in a troublesome situation where he had to satisfy his promise that he gave to his wife. Now his son is also not obliging, so he will be more tormented. That is why understanding the sensibility of the situation, even though it is going to be pain for myself, I will take it. Whereas my father will be happy, and the word that he gave to his wife will be kept. Thus, Lord Ram is exhibiting the topmost of all renunciations. We say that Bhagavan is full of all the opulence, strength, wealth, beauty, knowledge and renunciation, fame. By this we understand how Lord Ram exhibited the quality of renunciation to the topmost extent. Then, when he acted as an ideal son, by showing the anger to the ocean, he is also acting as an ideal husband. At that time, when Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, Lord Ram did not take to this argument, oh, it's the will of the Lord, what can I do? Let me renounce this world. No, that's not the proper conduct of a husband. He has to set the right example of how, if wife is kidnapped and she is held hostage, he has to rescue her. So that was discussed in this purport, how Ravana transgressed the laws. and he challenged the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a Kshatriya, it is his dharma to fight and rescue. So that is what Lord Ram here is doing. He is again setting the example of an ideal husband. First we saw he was an ideal son. Now he is setting the example of an ideal husband who can go to any extent, kill the entire race of Ravana and rescue his wife. By that, he is setting the example of being loyal to his wife. That is another aspect. Eka patni vrata. I will not marry more than one wife. He could have used the example of his own father. I said, yadya dhatrachi sheshtas. Whatever great man, I will also follow that. But he is going to be a great man by setting an example of how even though Kshatriyas are allowed to marry many wives, he did not do that. He set the example of being loyal to one wife right till the end. Later, when Mother Sita was rescued and she was put into the fire test also, she entered Mother Earth. And after that also, Lord Ram did not get married. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that he continued to perform a particular type of sacrifice, I forgot the name of it. But he rest of his next 10,000 years, he performed that sacrifice, Agnihotra. Yeah, he performed Agnihotra for the next 10,000 years and then left the planet. At no stage was he inclined to marry another wife. Loyalty in relationship is being very strained in modern age. Whereas we can get inspiration from Ramayana, the character of Lord Ram, and display that. This loyalty to relationship is a very highly exalted principle where anybody can take inspiration from it. Many times it said Ramayana and stories, these are all just fairy tales, why should we believe in it? Whereas a person who is, say for a mundane example, a cricketer, when he is playing a match and he has got his own personal record and then there is a team is going to win or lose, then he gives up his own personal record for the sake of the team winning. So then we applaud, yeah, he has done a great thing. When we are able to get inspiration from such mundane, frivolous games, why can't we get inspiration from Lord Ram and his, not only Lord Ram and other characters who are all embodiment of good qualities? Every name has got a particular meaning. So why can't we take inspiration from them? So that is how we cut through the arguments of these things are being just stories. Here it is clearly proved, and now also there are pictures taken from the satellite showing the bridge that's lying under the sea. And Satyaraj Prabhu has written an article how the birth timings of Lord Ram and the calculations based on that, and how they exactly match based on the software that is currently making those advanced calculations and the particular time period, everything is there. In that end of the article, he points out how this is not a fictional story. These incidents have happened and there is proof. If people want to read it, they can. And it's now it's being very popular, even sadly even in India, politicians starting to question the authenticity of these great epics, and they're brushing aside as a fairy tale. Another argument that is being posed is it's a very ideal situation. Now we cannot be like Lord Ram. Whatever my father says, I will follow. Then I will get exploited. So the point is not to artificially imitate from the actions of Lord Ram, but to get inspiration, apply in your life based on time, place and circumstances. Take inspiration and start exhibiting those qualities. If you exhibit those qualities, then situation will change around you. At least you can have an influence to the person next to you, your family. Start at that level rather than blindly rejecting, saying that, oh, it's not possible. So thus we saw how he is acting as an ideal husband, ideal son. He is called as Maryada Purushottam, one who follows all the rules, and that's how he is leading by example. While giving the example of an ideal kingdom, Srila Prabhupada often quotes Rama Rajya. And he also mentions how people nowadays, they want the kingdom, but they don't want God. They are into so much demoniac activities that they want the kingdom of God without God. When our ideal king, that topic is mentioned, we cannot miss out Lord Rama, his activities. So that is why he has to go to the extent, hearing the few comments of his citizens made against his wife, he had to rectify the situation. And that is why he had to do the act of putting Mother Sita into that situation of entering the fire. And through Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu quotes, and he pacifies a Brahmana in South India, where the Brahmana is fasting, thinking that Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. Mahaprabhu pacifies the Brahmana by saying that the internal potency of the Lord Mother Sita cannot even be seen by material senses. What to the point of being touched? So, Ravana did not actually capture the Mother Sita. He only captured a shadow form of Mother Sita. She entered, took shelter of Agnidev, and later on, when she was put in the fire test, actual Sita came out. So that is how we understand the actual pastimes that are happening. For mundane people, they could easily throw a statement against Lord Ram, especially this point being picked up, and why did he do that? Whereas confidential matters in a family will not be disclosed to ordinary people. If you want to enter the confidential pastimes of the Lord, then we need to have a spirit of devotion and strong faith. If we look at the story and just take it as another yet another story, we'll start picking only faults rather than getting inspiration from it. So to enter into the internal pastimes of the Lord, we need to get into the spirit of devotion. The reasons for Lord Ram appearing, the first two reasons are given here, on the appeal of the demigods. And then to pacify the demigods, to establish Dharma by killing Ravana. There are two more reasons that I read in His Grace Subha Vilas Prabhu's book. Once Mother Lakshmi was massaging the feet of Lord Narayan, and she expressed her desire, "My dear Lord, I wanted to spend some quality private time with you. In Vaikuntha, you are always being served by so many servants. It's not possible. If I get through that hurdle, always Ananta Shesh is with you. We don't get to spend quality time." Which is a natural desire. So she expressed it, and she also pointed out how in earth, how a husband and wife in their own home, they are able to spend a quality time alone. So when she expressed the desire, now Lord Narayan agreed, okay, so we'll take birth in earth, and that's how both of them descend as Sita and Lord Ram. Mother Sita and Lord Ram. And they were separated for 12 years, so they got married at the age of, when Lord Ram was around 12 or 13. So they were separated for a certain period and then they were united. Now what do we expect? Mother Sita would have got a quality time with her husband. But unfortunately it did not happen. Dasaratha had 353 queens, out of which 3 are primary. So imagine living in a house with 353 mother-in-laws. She could not actually get time past those mother-in-laws. They are always with her, wanting to spend time with her, asking this and that. 353, it's almost close to 1 days in a year, 365. So that desire of Mother Sita was never fulfilled. So Lord Ram had to enact this pastime of going to the forest. At least there they will have the quality time that they can spend, private time. And that is described as one of the confidential reasons. Because the Lord also wants to exchange different types of rasas with different people. He is full of emotions and he is not an emotionless, formless being. He is full of emotion, sentiments. So Mother Sita, when she expressed, so that is another reason why Lord Rama appeared. The fourth reason which Prabhu mentioned in that verse is regarding the lineage of Lord Ram. If we see, he appeared in the Sun dynasty, Ikshvaku dynasty. And Lord Brahma gave the deity of Lord Ranganath to Brahma to worship. And then it was handed down to Ikshvaku dynasty. And this deity was being worshipped. And the lineage in which Lord Ram appeared, so Dasaratha was also worshipping Lord Ranganath. There Prabhu mentions how the Lord was not looking for the amount of quantity that you are presenting to him, but the quality of devotion in which, in the mood in which you offer him all these aspects. So he was not completely satisfied with the worship. And to teach how to worship him, he has to take birth in that same dynasty. And he has to teach them how to worship the deity properly. So that is why there is a very strong resemblance between the face of the deity and when Lord Ram appeared. There is a very strong resemblance. And he himself has to come and teach how the worship has to be done in a particular way, with love and devotion. So here again he is setting the ideal example of worship, and appearing in that such royal dynasty, he actually delivered all the descendants in that dynasty as well. Other aspects of the name of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in his Sri Ram Navami lecture that we can take association of Lord Ram on this auspicious occasion by discussing his pastimes, his glories, his name, and we can purify ourselves. We can purify our consciousness by the process of hearing, chanting and remembering. This is Krishna consciousness. This is the process of a Krishna consciousness. This purification of consciousness is the highest thing that can be given for humanity. So, he goes on to mention how there are so many incarnations, and it is very relevant to the verse that we are discussing. So many incarnations are there, but the primary incarnations are selected and they are mentioned in the scriptures. And on the appearance days of those personalities, we observe a particular type of vrata, like fasting. So, in that way, we get purification. So, that is how the process of Krishna consciousness works. We purify ourselves by engaging in hearing and glorifying the pastimes of the Lord. When Lord Ram was born, Vasishtha came at the 12th day and gave the names to each of the four sons that were born. So Lord Ram, when Vasishtha gave that name, he himself was so blissful. So that is the significance of the name Rama, one who gives transcendental pleasure to everyone. This pleasure is not only by seeing his beautiful form, but also through the way that he conducts himself, he gives pleasure. It is said that Lord Ram is he easily mingles with others, and it is said that even amongst the citizens, if the citizens are with sorrow, some of them are sorrow in a particular house, Ram could be seen in that particular house exchanging or sharing that sorrow with those people. If some of the other families, they are a bit happy, he will join in the jubilation. So the beauty and the pleasure that he gave was not only based on his physical appearance, but also based on his actions. The third way that he gave pleasure is through the attitude that he showed in each and every situation that he is put in. So that is why when we read the name of Lord Ram, we get transcendental pleasure. And we discuss his pastimes and dwell on the qualities that he is exhibiting and the happiness that he is giving to others and the happiness that others derive from him. So this is how Lord Ram gives happiness to others. It is said that when Mother Kausalya was carrying Lord Ram in her womb, she was very effulgent and she was very happy. The spirit of devotion that she had, that is how she was able to carry the entire Lord of the universe in her womb. Unlike other children who were born in 9 to 12 months, Lord Ram and all the other his brothers, they took 12 years. The uncommon activities of the Lord started right from his birth. He deserved to be distinguished and he deserves to have a separate feature. So he did not take birth like a normal human being. So he took birth after 12 years. So at the name giving ceremony also we can see how the name actually suited the personality, and that is how in Vedic tradition names are given. So in the expansion of Lord Ram is Narayan himself, you can say Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we have the quadruple expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha and Pradyumna. So Vasudeva is Lord Ram himself, and then Sankarsana is Lakshmana. So Lakshmana had this extraordinary quality or extraordinary wealth. So Lakshmana means one who possesses wealth. Usually we see the possessor of wealth, we see that meaning is given to Krishna or Lord Ram. Here Lakshmana is also a possessor of wealth. So what kind of wealth is Lakshmana having? Is it more than the Lord himself? Yes, he has a unique wealth, which is the eagerness to take up services for Lord Ram and do. Wherever there is service, Lord Lakshmana will be there to do that particular type of service for Lord Ram. That service mentality and always being eager to serve the Lord, that's the greatest wealth which Lakshmana possessed. So that's how we understand the name of Lakshmana. Then we can see Bharata. He had this extraordinary quality of taking up lot of responsibilities, burdensome responsibilities, and carry it out with perfection. Bharata, one who can take up those strong responsibilities which seem to be like a burden. Ruling a kingdom for 14 years, it's like one may think, wow, that's good, that sounds good. And your competitor is gone and you are the only person there to rule over the kingdom. But Bharata did not take it like that. He was so reluctant to take up that position. And he did not want to do it, but Lord Ram ordered him to do it. Do it on my behalf. So that is how he took that burdensome act, service of ruling the kingdom on behalf of Lord Ram. And the amount of austerity that he went through as a king, he did not enjoy the opulence of a king. He was just leading the life of a mendicant and ruling the kingdom on behalf of Lord Ram. That is how Bharata, he deserved that name. Then we have Shatrughna, one who kills the enemies. But if we look at the list of demons that Shatrughna killed, there is only one, which is, who is Lavanasura. Then why is Shatrughna given this particular name? This is actually much more interesting and very relevant for devotees to imbibe this quality. Shatrughna had to fight this internal enemy. What is that internal enemy? The desire to serve the Lord directly. Shatrughna fought this desire and he always served Bharata. Rather than serving Lord Ram directly, he was always serving Bharata. By that attitude, he showed how we should also not try to serve the Lord directly, but through his devotees. Dasanu, dasanu, das. That's the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is how Shatrughna, he controlled the desire to serve Lord Ram, who is the all-beautiful, all-renowned. Such a person is around you. It's a natural inclination to be there to serve him, but he curbed that inclination and he served Bharata, and through that, he pleased Lord Ram. So that conquering of internal enemy, that's how he got that particular name. So by discussing these qualities of Lord Ram and people around him, we should be inspired to do services to the Lord. So that is how we establish a loving relationship with the Lord. Service does require ourselves to be putting into some kind of difficulties. And we go through all that so that we can please the Lord. So by that desire to serve the Lord, we will be blessed by the Lord with lot of abilities. The story of Lord Ram is not complete without discussing Hanumanji. Hanumanji had a strong desire to serve the Lord, and the Lord was giving him abilities one after the other. That is how, as minute and living entities, we cannot be Hanuman. That position is already taken. But what we can do is, we can maintain that strong desire, the extent that we can do, we engage in services, and the Lord will give us abilities gradually. As we show loyalty, then abilities will naturally follow. The attitude that we show, based on that, Krishna will give us the abilities to serve him to the fullest extent. So one of the leading examples in our situation, we can take inspiration from Srila Prabhupada, how he was very loyal to his spiritual master. And he took the order of his spiritual master, and he also crossed the ocean, just like Hanuman did for Lord Ram. And he went through lot of difficulties to find out sincere souls in the midst of materialistic civilization. Just as Hanuman had to search for Mother Sita in the midst of the demons, Prabhupada had to go through all those trials and tribulations to find sincere souls Then he empowered them, he gave them Krishna consciousness from the point of where there is no possibility of even hearing the name of Lord Ram. Here in Australia we are sitting and we are able to celebrate Sri Ram Navami, the land in which the Lord Ram is not even known. That particular mood of sharing and giving and seeking sincere souls, that is the greatest quality of Srila Prabhupada that he exhibits. And he is extending it through his followers and through his books. So, in this particular day, it is good to meditate on the qualities of the Lord and his devotees and his most dear disciples, most dear associates, and take inspiration from that and render service to them. So, in that note, I'll conclude. I'll ask if somebody else wants to add any points. Are there any comments, corrections, questions? So the question is, which passings of the Lord should we take inspiration from and should not imitate, like Lord Ram showed the example of marrying only one wife? And how do we do that, whereas Krishna has married many wives? It's very simple, direct Srila Prabhupada's instructions are that. Don't imitate Krishna, follow Lord Ram. So it's very simple and straightforward. If you want to imitate Lord Ram. What he meant by that is, imbibe those qualities, be loyal to one wife, have one wife, and be loyal to her. So that is how. So whenever we are put in a situation where we are not able to make a decision, it's we take that situation as a blessing and then fully surrender to the Lord and carefully go through His instructions. I think Bhakta Prabhu was mentioning a few days before in his class, whenever there is a problem, you go back to the manual and check am I doing something wrong? So then you go back to the basics, some basic thing is really not working, so then you go back to the manual. Then take guidance from Guru, especially in the situation where you have to decide your life partner. Then you have to definitely take blessings from your spiritual master and your seniors who are around you. So, in that way, you know what to follow, what to imitate, what not to imitate. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai, Jayantai Bodh Nirmande Hari.